Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a leader of this team, of the Miami Dolphins, you know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it, and they know my heart. They know that the intent was right, but no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team. Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work. Forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added onto that for our guys. You know, for myself, I got to look at myself as the leader, protecting the team. I don't feel like I did that to the best of my abilities. I felt like I let the emotions of the game get to me after the game. And, you know, that's something that I can learn from as a leader on this team. And what happens in-house should be protected. And none of that should have gotten out. And so want to publicly apologize about that. Want to move forward. And now want to focus on the Cleveland Browns.
Up to you.
I promise you, baby.
I'm gonna get Cleveland and show you. Hey, good morning, everybody. That was Tua Tagovailoa making once again the headlines nationally yesterday. Apologizes for his comments. Made a mistake. I'm owning up to it right now. Nothing else he can say, man. Just time to move on. I know the story's been beaten up for what is today? Thursday. Story's been beaten up for 3 days and had the day off, so had to wait till the next day, his day where he usually speaks to the media, and had to talk about that. And then, you know, hey, man, I've talked to every guy individually. I've talked to obviously the guys that weren't showing up. He had to go do a little apology to them. And everything else. Listen, man, just keep everything. You're not a rookie. Just keep everything. You got a problem. Hey, man, you guys spend a lot of time together, planes and eating lunch together and getting in there and working out in the morning, or you can go to somebody. You know, you got lockers. Hey, can I talk to you for a sec? Hey, man, it's just easier to do. And by the way, I heard some people overnight. I was listening to national show before me. And some people are going, hey, Tua did the right thing. Call them out if they're not showing up. I'm glad he did it that way. And the guy was trying to explain, it's a better way to do it. Nobody likes to get called out that way. If you got a problem, and it's a big problem. By the way, it's not even a team. It was a player. It was extra. It was bonus time. Anyway, enough of that. Moving on. You've got the Browns next, and they've got their own problems. Don't worry about that. They've got their own problems. We're going to be getting into some of that stuff. We'll get more into got a big show. This is kind of fun today. Big Bo's coming in. The Stroker, Don Strock's going to join us. And Pete Prisco will also be with us later in the show. Brian Baldinger's going to join us. So we got a lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff. How about this? Steelers can join the Bucks and the Colts. I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. Steelers should have never beat the Patriots, except they turned it over 5 times. Hell, they're getting ready to score touchdowns, and they're fumbling through the end zone like we've seen never before. Anyway, All that being said, all that matters, Steelers win tonight against Cincinnati. They're 5-1 and going to join the very small club with the Colts and the Bucks at 5-1 before we get into the games this weekend. And so we'll be talking a lot about that. And Canes, man, it's tomorrow night, folks. You got a really good team. And I have a lot of stuff that I wanted to talk about, the makeup of this team. I know everybody keeps talking about JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle, two really good-looking prospects. And Jordan Lyle was great as a freshman. JoJo Trader had the great game in the bowl game, and you saw what he can do. And so I'm going to be talking some about that. But, hey, I know what you're thinking. I wanted to hear what everybody had to say about that Louisville game tomorrow as they get ready to come into town for tomorrow night's game. And I'm like everybody else. There's a little part of me. Woody, I don't think's in this thing because he's all in. But there's always part of me when year after year after year, you lose games like this. So even though this team has nothing in common with the teams in the past, I look at the fundamental makeup of strong defensive and offensive lines. He just took the transfer portal with the group of guys that he has with experience. One thing about that transfer portal, you're getting experience. You're getting a lot of 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old guys. And they got them across the board on both sides of the football. And it's hard for me to imagine too many teams in college football have a better transfer portal class than he had last year. From Carson Beck to Ture, Scott, Lucas, Blay Jr., Poyser, I mean, I'm reading the list. C.J. Daniels, Brockermeyer, Brown, the backup running back. It's just an outstanding class with the development of the other guys that have been around through the transfer portal or guys that you recruited here. And then, of course, the story that everybody's talking about is the Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor story. But they're a big favorite tonight for a game that a lot of people think is going to be a lot closer. And there's a little piece of me that always worries that you come out and you just been listening to everybody tell you how great you are. There's just a little piece of me that just says, you got these guys. Man, we're looking at your schedule.
You're right, by the way.
That's what friends and family do. They've
lost this game for 20 years, Joe.
Yes.
You're right. I mean, there's obviously concern, but you're also right in that there's a different year and it's a different team, and man, are they better than anything Louisville's going to throw at you? And you can say that the rest of the year.
So if
Miami's not going to play a team that's even close in caliber of talent.
No, you're right.
Does it mean they can't get clipped?
Well, you can get clipped. I can tell you. I mean, there's already been a few teams that got clipped with some bad losses.
Oh,
but,
yeah, plenty of them.
But I will say this. This is a matured group. It's not a young group. It's a group that's been around. It's a group that's, like I said, a lot of these guys are – They're out of their teenage years.
Well, talent wasn't the issue last year, right? You lost to a few teams at the end of the year. I know that the defense struggled. I know, but as far as talent, paper, you know, what those matchups were on paper, you know, I think Miami had the better teams. But you are right. This team lacks, you know, weaknesses, glaring weaknesses, right? If you're Louisville, like what?
I think we figured out, though,
what is your approach to beat the Hurricanes?
Woody, I just disagree with one thing about last year, that defense.
I know, it got bad.
We kind of found out the second half of the year was real. I mean, they got a few stops when they needed them early in the season, were able to pull. I mean, they didn't really pull away from anybody.
My point, though, is that it hasn't always been. You're not always losing to teams that have better talent than you through this stretch of mediocrity.
So the second part of this is, and I want to get into this because people are going to – that I saw there's articles. They're playing their ass off, and we got writers are asking about JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle. And I get it. They're both local guys, Chaminade and American – and excuse me, and St. Thomas Aquinas. They're really good players. We got teased on how good Jordan Lyle was with the playing time he got last year. He was phenomenal as a third running back. And JoJo Trader, we saw a little bit of, again, some of his problems had just been injury. But here's what's happened. And it's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of guys. You get injured, and other players move ahead of you, and they get a chance to play, and they play well in big games. And they get their...
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Their confidence, and you can't come back right away, and they get better and better and better to the point that Mario Cristobal and every other head coach says, I got to keep playing. These guys are really friggin' good. I got to, all of a sudden, Brown as a backup running back is making ridiculous plays, taking over. And then you look at the receiver group. I didn't know C.J. Daniels was going to be so good. I don't think anybody knew Malachi was going to be this good. So now all of a sudden, between injury, those guys start to get ready to come back, and they go, hey, we're ready to go. And they go, hey, that's great, but the guys ahead of you are playing really well, gotten really good time with the quarterback while you guys been out. You guys came back, and you look a little different, not as good a shape. So the frustration kicks in. Now let me tell you how this works in the new world of college, because I know what's going on. You get injured, and the other guys are playing. So now you have a situation with the frustration. And then, especially when you're local guys, you have people in your ear about, hey, man, screw those guys. Dude, when this is done, get the hell out of there. There are going to be a lot of schools that want you. There is. By the way, there is. There are going to be a lot of schools that want those two. And if you're not getting what you want now, man, screw them. Because that's what family and friends do, bro. That's wrong, man, what they did. That dude is not as good as you are. Now, everybody wants to be part of a winner, so it's a little easier when you're winning and you're undefeated and you're the number two team in the country. But this could happen with JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle, unless, you know, we'll see, because they're going to, again, next year, have a chance to be frontline guys as guys start to leave and turn pro and everything else. But this is where it is, man. And JoJo Trader has had some little injuries that have kept him out. And then when he comes back, maybe not as in, and again, not as in good a shape, not as sharp, little down about what has happened and how he has dropped and can't get in the game. I understand it, man. Wanted to play in some of those big nationally televised games. And not catching any footballs after the way it ended last year, again, in that bowl game where he had a really good, really good game. So, I don't know, but I do know Mario. Mario can't worry about that right now. He's going to do everything. Hey, we want to get you guys going again. We want to get you in the rotation at some point back in. But I can't worry about you, and you're not going to be my number one priority every week. I got to win games, and I'm going to play the best players, whether they're 23 or 18 or just turned 18. And I know there's some guys backing them up that are already got people in their ears. I know it for a fact. Fact. I just went fact. That some guys got in their ears, coaches, hey, man, screw this place, dude. Remember all the schools wanted you coming out? Dude, they'll be there for you, man, this thing. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring all that up because I see JoJo Trader and Jordan Lyle stories out there. I hope they stay because I think they'd be really good Canes. I know it's not happening as quickly as they want. For Jordan Lyle, it's got to be really frustrating because he was so friggin' good last year when he came in and played. So we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, man, on behalf of the fan base, on behalf of the coaching staff, and you want to keep those guys around, you don't want to lose them. You recruit them. You spend a lot of time on those guys. You don't want to lose them. But right now, you got to win friggin' games. And your goal right now is not about hurting people's feelings. You want to keep everybody aboard. Don't get me wrong. You got people, you know, picking them up every day going, hey, don't be down. They want to get you back in there. But they got bigger things to worry about right now. And that's winning football games and the coach to make sure his frontline guys. But this team's got a lot of character. They got some big horses all over this team. And So can't wait for tomorrow night to see what it's going to look like. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, NFL Insider, is going to join us and talk to us about everything, including all the junk going on with this Miami Dolphins team. We'll have that next. So stay with us for that.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.